Happy Tuesday. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the light show on your way in this morning.
I must have missed it. I didn't see. Was there lightning going on out there today? Oh, dang. I was up a little bit earlier this morning, so I probably missed the lightning show. Was it good? Was it excellent? Was it like electric where you saw like cool bolts of lightning all over the place?
It was epic.
Sorry, I missed that.
Heat lightning.
Ah, the heat lightning. It's supposed to rain like a little bit today, maybe, I think. I don't know. Yesterday, I thought it was going to be beautiful, and it wasn't like later in the day. So I'm out of the weather predicting business as well as the sports predicting business because it's neither's going so well right now, right?
Chiefs 35-0, Travis Kelce anytime touchdown.
That's right, and I'm sticking with it. You know they're going to do that this week against Lamar. You're going to have to score that many points to have an opportunity to beat the Ravens. They've scored 111 points this season, right? 1-2 on the year. It's the most points through three games by a team with a 1-2 record in the history of the NFL, man. It's crazy. Baltimore used to be this defensive juggernaut that we used to see. Like, it didn't matter who wore the uniform, you know. They always went out there and slapped people around on defense. And now they're just not doing that right now. And offensively, I mean, they're going to have to score 50 a game for them to continue to find ways to win, man.
Leaves the question, who's got a more identity crisis, the Chiefs or the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, I don't know. We're three games in. I don't know that the Chiefs have an identity crisis right now. I don't know that the Ravens have an identity crisis right now. I think we're three games into the season and everybody's just kind of figuring out who exactly they are. And the Baltimore Ravens are a team that can score a lot of points, but also they can't go out there and stop a lot of people from putting up points, because if you're scoring 111 and you're 1-2, that's not an offensive issue that you have going on right now. And so I think, you know, maybe teams shift their identities, you know, along the line. Like, we've always identified the Ravens as this defensive team. Maybe they're making their way into an offensive team, and where we've always identified the Chiefs as an offensive juggernaut, maybe they're now a defensive team, you know, in the NFL. And that's up to us to figure out where these teams are. You know, not on paper or anything like that, but kind of figure out where they are and what we can expect by what they go out there and do. You can expect the Ravens to go out and score a ton of points. You can also expect them to go out there and give up a ton of points. That's why I think this weekend could be good watching their first three games. Hey, maybe the Chiefs get a little boost offensively playing against this Ravens defense right now.
Yeah, Ravens, you know, run the ball, play tight defense. Derrick Henry has fumbled in every single game this year. Three games, three fumbles. Mm-hmm. Last night's fumble, kind of crucial.
Yep.
Week one fumble, very crucial.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, irrelevant. They ended up beating the Browns like 47 to 17 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens give them a ton of points, man. They give them 96 points this year. Yes, they've scored 111. But again, like, that's not what the Ravens normally are. Like, normally the Ravens are a team that can go up 21 to 10. And then Derrick Henry controls the rest of the game. That is not what's happening in Baltimore right now. This game Sunday going to be, I mean, who's going to make less mistakes? I know that sounds like pretty cliche in a football game. Like, yeah, the team that leads the stat sheet with fewer mistakes, turnovers, and whatever,
yeah, right, yeah,
they're going to win the game. But it's like legitimately. Last night, Lamar Jackson, I mean, still looked good, but like also sacked seven times.
I mean, seven times. And if you get to Lamar five times, I think he's like 1-13 or something like that. Like, that's the way you beat Lamar Jackson, is what the Lions did last night, right? They got after him. They sacked his ass. And you're watching that game and you're starting to kind of think about, okay, Sunday we've got this Baltimore team. Can we do anything like the Detroit Lions did last night? I think our secondary probably could stand up to the task of what, you know, Baltimore is going to offer. It sounds cliche again, but after watching that game last night, let's go Chris Jones, let's go George Karloftis, let's go defensive line. It's going to be on you guys to try to get to Lamar Jackson and try to get him and keep him in the pocket first and foremost and bring him down. Because when he does get sacked five or more times, he's not a winning quarterback in the NFL. And that seems to be the magic number. And then late in the game, when you're trying to go for a win, pop it out of Derrick Henry's hand and pick up the fumble and fall on it. I mean, that guy's had two crucial fumbles this year, man. And I saw him last night. You know, he's obviously upset about it and apologizing to everybody. But he's now a chronic fumbler, and you have to attack Derrick Henry and punch that ball out, because he's fumbled in every game this year. And we saw on Sunday night how big turnovers are. You flip that script, you get that ball back, you get short field position, and that's what you need to do. And so I think it's imperative to gang tackle Derrick Henry and everybody be in there punching the ball out. And if the Lions rookie defensive coordinator, who Obviously, last night they were talking about how he credits Spags for a lot of the stuff that he's learned as the defensive coordinator now in Detroit. If he's using Spags type of stuff with the Lions out there against the Baltimore Ravens, what is Spags going to do with Spags stuff against the Baltimore Ravens? And so after watching that game last night, man, I'm more excited about this Baltimore Ravens game than I was yesterday because I'm just not sold on Baltimore right now. I don't think they're the big bad beast coming in to Kansas City that can't be slayed. And if we have that attitude at home against the Baltimore Ravens, why would we have that attitude? We're the effing Chiefs, man. Let's go beat this Baltimore Ravens team. Let's go get healthy on offense against this Baltimore Ravens defense. We got a great opportunity on Sunday to capitalize on a team that isn't playing their best right now.
Yeah, the Ravens have given up 96 points in 3 weeks for 32 points an average a game. That's what they're getting up, 32 a game. Derrick Henry is fumbling constantly. 3 fumbles this year so far. What was the stat, Mac? I was in there cutting audio from the game last night. He's fumbled 3 times this year in 3 games. When's the last time Derrick Henry fumbled 3 times?
Yeah, 2025, 3 fumbles on 43 touches. 2023 to 2024, he had 3 fumbles on 652 touches.
Right. And so, like, you talk about falling off a cliff. It's not just production-wise. It's being able to hold on to the ball. It's everything. And right now, Derrick Henry is a guy that you can target and get a turnover from. And you have to do that on Sunday. Derrick Henry is prone to turnovers right now. He's a prone fumbler right now. And you may think, wow, this is an anomaly, but this is what it's been like all year for Derrick Henry. He may be over that cliff that we always talk about with running backs where it hits and they're really, really good. And then all of a sudden, where did they go? What happened to this running back? Maybe Derrick Henry has gotten to that point with the fumble rooskies that are going on there right now. But what I know is, man, you got to attack Derrick Henry and you've got to punch that ball out. He is a vulnerable, vulnerable running back right now.
The Chiefs are giving up 56 points in 3 weeks. That's an 18.6 average a game. So yeah, Chiefs have problems. Ravens have problems. Sunday at 325, whoever has fewer problems in that game is winning that game. Plain and simple. Whoever plays a cleaner game in that game Sunday, luckily for the Chiefs, it is in their own backyard, and it's on a Ravens short week. I don't know if Kyle Van Noy is going to play. He was out last night. And then
he's always out, though, isn't he?
That's like, your boy from last year.
Yeah, it is. Karen Van Noy. Karen Van Noy out here complaining about the Chiefs doctors on opening night. They didn't get out to the field fast enough to look at his eye or whatever.
Forgot
Karen Van
that.
Noy was
May
complaining
not have to
about.
Worry about it this time.
Yeah, but I mean, he's the Matt Milano type guy. Like, oh, this guy's so he never plays. Like Van Noy, I feel like we talk about him every single week being on the injury list as much as we talk about Matt Milano being on the injury list every single week.
This was Lamar Jackson last night on what Detroit did so well.
Lamar, I think you were sacked 7 times tonight. That rarely happens with you. What were you seeing back there that was causing problems?
Man, guys were doing stunts and they had a spy, and sometimes the spy was they were grabbing my leg and just what it was.
Grabbing my leg.
Was what it was, man.
I love him so much. Awesome. I really do.
The hair's kind of nice. I kind of like the hair.
Hair's great.
Yeah, he's awesome. Everything about that guy just makes me smile. It really does. I don't like watching him get sacked because, you know, I do have a soft spot in my heart for Lamar. But last night, seeing him go down 7 times and realizing, hey, there's opportunities here. Our guys have to want it this week on defense from a sack standpoint, right? And they've got to go out there and use this as one of those kind of watershed moments. They go out there and they sack Lamar 5 to 7 times like Detroit did, there is no chance that Baltimore is going to have to win that football game. Those are big-time defensive plays at home that you're going to make. And so I'll challenge the defensive line this week. Let's get to Lamar Jackson without having to blitz 17,000 times, right? Let's try to get to Lamar Jackson with 4. Obviously, there will be a spy. The defensive coordinator, again, last night comes from the Spagnuolo tree. And so if they were using a spy last night, we'll be using a spy most likely in that game, whether it's Leo Chenal or whoever, you know, the case may be. But I trust this defense to go out there and limit Baltimore. They've limited opponents, as we talked about yesterday, for the last 2 years, last 37 games or something like that. The Chiefs are giving up less than 20 points per game. And so you've got the – or not 20 points, but 27 points per game or whatever it was. You've got the opportunity to slow down an offense right now that is putting up a lot of points, but I think they're a wounded offense. You can get to the quarterback, and you can take that running back right out of the game by punching the ball out and covering it in your own territory and having a short drive to the end zone.
Big Leo Chenal game. Big Drew Tranquil game.
Drew too, as well.
Spy, somebody watch Henry, somebody, because look, if you can keep Malik Nabers and Wandell Robinson to 4 yards and three catches, you got to think you can do the same to Rashad Bateman and Zay Flowers. Because Zay Flowers was shut down for the entire first half of last night's game.
Where was he?
Trying to get open. I mean, Detroit's got a really good secondary. It's not, you know, shame that. Right. But again, like, I talk about identity. The Ravens were on the 1 yard line and got stuffed 4 times.
I mean, what was that, too?
And then later on the game, they're on the 2 yard line. Let's have Derrick Henry try to throw a touchdown. Like that, I mean, that game was, I thought it was a good game last night. A lot of offense, right? 60 points or more scored in the total in the game. But again, like Detroit had Baltimore figured out and Baltimore just ran out of options once they had all their big plays used. I mean, Derrick Henry ran off a 40-yard touchdown run in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened the rest of the game? They just went away from it. They just started passing the ball. Now, granted, Mark Andrews had a big game. Their other tight end that's not Isaiah Likely, he had a big game. But that's what Detroit said. We'll let your tight ends run the middle of the field, and we'll try to contain Lamar and contain Derrick Henry. It worked. They won. Detroit moves on to 2-1. Baltimore's 1-2.
Yeah, and if you contain the two biggest weapons, it's the Bill Belichick school of defense, right? You take out the number one, number two weapons, and you say, all right, if you know Bob Tonyan beats us, then Bob Tonyan is going to beat us. But Derrick Henry's not going to beat us. Say Flowers is not going to beat us. Lamar Jackson's not going to beat us. We'll let you beat us with your ancillary players, but you're not beating us with your star players. And that's kind of what Detroit did last night. And that really is the approach, I think, for everybody now in defense in the NFL. Take out the big-name players, and if Cam Scadaboo beat you, then Cam Scadaboo beat you. But I'll tell you what, Malik Nabers ain't going to beat you, and he didn't the other night.